This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia says that it will provide $400 million in humanitarian aid to Ukraine. The announcement from the oil-rich country comes amid criticism for its decision to side with Russia on a deal to cut global oil production. Saudi Arabia's agreement to cut oil production was criticized by U.S. President Joe Biden, who has since called for re-evaluation of ties with the kingdom. The United States has sought to isolate Moscow and believes that a rise in oil prices from decreased production will provide Russia with more oil revenue to fund the war with Ukraine. A Russian missile strike seriously damaged a key energy facility in Ukraine's capital region. The country's power system operator said that the Kyiv's region's governor said the strike did not kill or wound anyone. The local electricity transmission company said repair crews were working to restore power, but warned residents about possible outages. And the deputy head of the Ukrainian president's office urged Kyiv area residents and people in three neighboring regions to reduce their energy consumption during evening hours of peak demand. The first Russian soldiers to take part in a new joint force with Belarusian troops have arrived in Belarus. Belarus's defense ministry said on Saturday the ministry went on to say that the mission was exclusively to strengthen the protection and defense of the border. The deployment raised fears that Belarusian troops could join Russian forces in their offensive in Ukraine. Russia should finish calling up reservists in 2 weeks, according to the Russian President Vladimir Putin, promising an end to a divisive mobilization that has seen hundreds of thousands of men summit to fight in Ukraine and huge numbers flee the country altogether. This is VOA News. Angry demonstrators took streets across Iran on Saturday as a protest movement sparked by Mahsa Amini's death and custody entered a fifth week. The 22-year-old died on September 16th, 3 days after falling into a coma following her arrest by Iran's notorious morality police for an alleged breach of the Islamic Republic's strict dress code for women. Young women have been at the forefront of the biggest wave of street protests seen in the country for years. The women-led protests have won support from the U.S. President Joe Biden. He said late Friday, quote, "I want you to know that we stand with the citizens, the brave women of Iran," end quote. At least 108 people have been killed in the Amini protest, and at least 93 more have died in separate clashes in the capital of the southeastern province of the, according to Oslo-based group Iran Human Rights. In response to the protests, the clerical state security forces have also launched a campaign of mass arrest of artists, dissidents, journalists, and athletes. Crackdown has drawn international condemnation and sanctions on Iran from Britain, Canada, and the United States. Funerals began in Turkey, where a methane blast at a coal mine in the north of the country killed at least 41 people. The gunman believed to have killed five people in North Carolina in America's latest mass shooting is a 15-year-old boy in critical condition after being shot by police. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan is now a candidate for 7 of 8 National Assembly seats up for grabs in a key by-election Sunday. A vote, he says, is a referendum on his popularity. Elon Musk says his company, SpaceX, will not be able to pay for the Starlink satellite internet in Ukraine indefinitely. While the U.S. military confirmed it was communicating with the billionaire's company about funding for the key network. K-pop megaband BTS is reuniting to throw a free concert to support South Korea's bid to host the World Expo 4 months after the musicians announced that they were taking a break from group activities. And toy company Mattel is honoring singer Tina Turner on the 40th anniversary of her hit song, What's Love Got to Do With It, with a Barbie doll created in her likeness. Recapping our top story, Saudi Arabia says that it will provide $400 million in humanitarian aid to Ukraine. The announcement from the oil-rich country comes amid criticism for its decision to side with Russia on a deal to cut global oil production. Its agreement to cut oil production was criticized by U.S. President Joe Biden. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.